The Hmong advocate for the Family Center, talk a little bit about domestic violence in the Hmong culture, in the Hmong community, in that
awareness to that.
Yes, looking forward to these conversations. Looking forward to hanging out with you and Seth tomorrow.
It'll
be a lot of fun. We'll meet you there. Meet you here, right there, on the morning show at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez, and we begin with breaking news. His publicist tells CBS News Harry Belafonte has died. Correspondent Tom Foti looks back.
He was a singer, an actor, an activist. At Harry Belafonte, found success in all three endeavors. Belafonte's signature tune, the Banana Boat Song, was so popular people would approach him on the street to sing it. Movies like 1957's Island in the Sun were hits at the box office.
You think of him as an enemy?
I think of him as a snob.
Belafonte's social and political activism made him part of Martin Luther King Jr.'s inner circle, and decades later, a fierce critic of President George W. Bush.
Harry Belafonte was 96 years old. His spokesman says he died at his home on the Upper West Side of Manhattan. President Biden says he wants to finish the job, so he's running for another 4 years. White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy reports.
The re-election announcement came in this YouTube video, opening with violent images of January 6th.
Freedom.
The president tells viewers he's inspired to run again because he says Republicans have been threatening America's personal freedoms.
Dictating what health care decisions women can make, banning books, and telling people who they can love. All while making it more difficult for you to be able to vote.
He says now is no time to be complacent.
Mr. Biden's announcement means he could go head-to-head again with Donald Trump, who's already announced he's running. UVA political analyst Larry Sabato.
It's pretty clear from the polls that have been taken so far that a Biden-Trump rematch is not the most popular of potential matchups. The public would prefer somebody new.
Our new CBS News poll finds 45% of Democrats and people who lean Democratic don't think Mr. Biden should run again. 86% cite his age. 80. The woman who accuses former President Trump of raping her in a department store dressing room in the 1990s has arrived at court in New York for the first day of jury selection in her civil trial. When she filed the suit, E. Jean Carroll said,
I'm filing this lawsuit not just for myself, but for every woman in America who's been grabbed, groped, harassed, sexually assaulted.
Mr. Trump has repeatedly denied her claims. His lawyers are not in the courtroom. He's not. And they were expected to fall, but home prices have snapped a 7-month streak of declines. Kay Schiller Index shows they were up 0.2%. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Saluting Vets is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Retired Navy Petty Officer Dolores Mack says women's contributions to the military should never be overlooked.
Everything we fought for will be lost. We've got to continue. We've got to be on equal balance with everything because we're here to stay.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Slight chance for scattered showers this afternoon. Otherwise, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Daytime highs approaching 48, winds out of the northeast 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows dip down to about 28. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 54. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 38.
Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this April 25th, 2023. It is 10:06 on the clock. Got your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 10:30, we're going to speak with Cabau. She is with she's the Hmong advocate for the Family Center. We're going to talk with her and looking forward to that conversation. Right now, our good friend Katie Wright in with us from the heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
How you been?
I'm doing good.
Good, yeah. Good. I'm going to be honest with the audience. I just asked Katie that off air. It's always weird to do that than on air. It's always kind of funny to do that, isn't it?
I know.
Feels weird, but yeah, appreciate you playing along.
Yeah.
Thanks for being here, Katie. We got a bunch of cool things to talk about with our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. I want to get into some great events going on over there, but we were scheduled to have somebody from the leadership class join us, and I did have it kind of set up to talk about that a little bit. Do you want to get into it just a little bit and talk about what that leadership class
best.
Is because I think it's one of the cooler things, and this is saying something, that the chamber does.
Yes.
The chamber does a lot of great and cool things in our area. The fact that this is one of those things that stands out, I think stands out on its own for me.
Oh yeah.
It's a community leadership program is what we're talking about here. It's a dynamic interactive leadership development program designed to provide a deeper understanding of our community, share practical tools for effective community leadership, and empower participants to be a catalyst for positive change. This is the not only the core of the chamber, but really I think the core of this area. Mm-hmm. We all are looking for ways to contribute to our community, to add to our community. We're also all trying to keep the lights on. We all have to make a living. We all have to be able to do those things and balance that. Leadership is that. You know, leadership is a big part of that. And I think one of the cool things about this class and having different leadership members join us over the years and talking to them, there's some themes, there's some commonality there. One, everybody enjoys themselves.
Yeah.
I've never had somebody come in here or talk about it or even talking to somebody off air about it and having anything other than great positive things to say.
Oh, totally.
And everybody comes out of it, too, genuinely feeling more like leaders and more like they don't say leaders, they say more confident, or they say more connected to their community, or more independent, or more feeling more confident about some of their ideas to help the community. That's leadership. That's what leadership is those things that we're mentioning there. It's cool to see something that is designed to help embrace that and encourage that and support that.
Oh yeah. Last week, I went to help with the teen leadership a little bit, and they had some amazing speakers, like Timothy Young at the community theater. Mm-hmm. He did a tour and led them into a conversation about the community theater and ways to get involved. And then we went to the cultural center and had a couple great speakers there as well on how they help bring the community together and do stuff. So it's you can also follow Facebook and see pictures of what we do with leadership. And there's so many fun trips. And
It's something that, you know, I recommend to any business out there.
Yes.
You know, when you put the cost into your employees, when you pay for something like this, like a leadership program or something, you are making an investment. in your employee, yes. And you're going to get the benefits of that because you're the employer and that person stays in your company and everything. But you're also investing in your community. You're empowering and you're helping an individual that's a part of this community, that's going to add to this community.
Yep.
So many people that are a part of these programs and everything, yeah, they work in the community. They're also on school boards or, you know, the board for this nonprofit or something like that. Like, people don't just do the leadership program and like, all right, that was great, that was fun, and then they just keep on doing their own thing.
Right.
Like, everybody that joins these programs end up doing more in the community. More.
Oh, yeah.
So you truly are making an investment in your community while also an investment in your business.
Yeah.
It's a great two-for-one kind of thing.
Exactly.
If people want to know more about this, we encourage you to reach out to the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. You can go to their website, wisconsinrapidschamber.com. They have a leadership tab. You can go right under that. That's one way to do it. Otherwise, I encourage you to stop by the office as well. Like, you know, say hi to the gang over there. There's a lot to cover with this subject. So much more than we have the time to get into right now. But I did want to tease people with it a little bit and put the seed in their brain, let that tree grow, and hopefully we get more and more people a part of this program. Been around for like 30 years or something like that. This thing's been around forever.
Long time.
Longer than you and I have been in this community.
I know, it's
been around a long time.
Yeah.
There's retreats, as Katie mentioned. There's these fun activities involved, along with just getting to meet people that you may not always run into in this community.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of the other themes I love hearing about the leadership program is, yeah, I didn't even know. I never ran into this person. I've never even met them. And then they're friends or yeah. They end up, hey, you work at this nonprofit, I work at this business. Let's join forces. Let's see how we can help each other.
Yeah.
All the organic relationships that are developed, conversations that develop from these leadership programs is really cool.
Yeah. And I, you know what? It blew my mind after this leadership thing that someone, we had Meredith from the CVB come in and mm-hmm. talk. And someone, after it was all said and done, I just kind of caught it in my ear. I didn't know that we had a tourism.
Yeah.
In
yeah.
Rapids. Like, just yeah. things you don't know from mm-hmm. these teens. They don't know about the area.
I think when it comes to that, too, I'm glad that came up because mm-hmm. that's something that I've experienced since I moved into this town. And I don't mean just me and my family. I mean, like, locals. Like, I've had people. I remember when we first moved to Rapids and there used to be a little pink restaurant.
Yeah.
And my mom and dad love local restaurants and stuff like that. So this lady told my mom about it. And when she was telling her about it, she had just heard about it herself. And she had lived in this area for quite some time.
Yeah.
That happens all the time. That's been going on for a long time. And it goes on in every rural community.
Oh, yeah.
So there's no shame in that.
No, absolutely not.
I think it's something to embrace and to, you know, just kind of have some fun with and everything. Like, how cool is this that a town like this that maybe you've lived in your whole life or half your life and you're still discovering new things?
Oh, and things pop up all the time.
Yeah.
Like, I went home over the weekend and I was like, Mom, how long has this been here? I had no idea.
Yeah, yeah.
So things
yeah.
come up all the time.
It's awesome.
We've been there forever.
Speaking of things coming up, let's get into some events with the Chamber. That is the closest I had to a segue. That is
perfect.
We do have something going on tomorrow. It's going to
yes.
be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we have Coffee with the Chamber tomorrow, April 26th. That's from 8:30 to 9:30 in the morning. We are having our one and only Angel Whitehead, president and CEO of Synergy. She is amazing. So
yes.
This conversation will be great, something you don't want to miss. We are having out-of-the-box coffee coming in, so...
Yeah. The discussion is one region, yes. one voice. It's Angel is not only a great public speaker and really good at what she does. Angel also is somebody who she cares. She's just very genuine, and her heart's all in this community, into these things. She put so much time with the Chamber and everything, and I know how hard it was for her to leave there.
I know.
To be able to go into a gig like this is part of the reason why, is because she's even doing just as much in many levels for the community and that. And being able to do things like this and cover a topic like this that she knows so well, it's great. So whether we knew her or not, she's a great one to listen to. But then, you know, the fact that we like her and we know Angel and all that. That certainly adds to it. So
maybe you should come and see why we like her so much.
Yeah, nicely done. Yes. 8:30 to 9:30. This is going on tomorrow. Is this an event you register for, Katie?
Yep. So go to our website at wisconsinrapidschamber.com. There is a register button. If you go to our events tab, click on April 26th date and you'll be able to register there. It is in person or it is virtual. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
And this is free. It's just like to have registration so you can get the link and everything to be able to see the conversation. And we got more fun stuff coming up this week, because this week kicks off one of our favorite events the Chamber hosts, 2023 Sip, Shop, and Support Local. Katie, for people new to this idea, this event, let's explain to them what it is.
Yep, so it is kind of like a passport. We have a list of businesses in our area that joined in on this. So it's a list of like restaurants, shops, whatever. You go to that participating business and they will stamp off that you purchased something there. And then once you're done shopping, you bring it back to the chamber for a chance to win kind of a little prize. Mm-hmm. But this is a good time for Mother's Day. Go shopping for mom.
It's I love the idea of when you're able to take care of like two things at once. Mm-hmm. You know, and with an event like this, you're buying local, you're supporting local, and those things are first and foremost really big and everything. Until we get to Mother's Day, then that trumps everything. Mother's Day is at the top. It's right here. Buying local, supporting local, certainly it's like 1A, 1B. You know, you got to take care of mom. You got to take care of
always.
Mother's Day. There's no excuse not to. But if your mother is anything like mine, you cannot just go to any department store and just grab something and give it to her. It's got to be unique. It's got to be from the heart. And like my mom, it's got to be local. She loves local stuff. She wants something like that. A knickknack, sure, but is it a local knickknack? Did it come from a local creator or something like that?
Yeah.
And trust me, she can tell when it's not.
She'll know.
She just knows. Just knows. It's not even worth trying to fool her. Nothing like that.
So you get her that random knickknack. It might be behind something else on a bookshelf. So make sure it's in front. You know?
Exactly. Exactly. This is a great way to take care of mom and dad's Father's Days and stepmother and Father's Day, along with supporting local. This event goes on from April 29th to May 7th. It's a great way to not only explore your community a little bit more, but maybe find some new haunts, some new places that you're going to like, well, I'm going there from now on, or I'm getting this there from now on, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it's fun. It's just so much fun. The passport idea is really cool. It's a really unique idea. Where can people pick up their passports?
So it will be at participating locations as well as the chamber.
And I think that's pretty self-explanatory, but if people have follow-up questions or anything, again, we encourage you to check out the Chamber's website, wisconsinrabbitschamber.com, and never hesitate to reach out to the Chamber. Give them a call. They love that. Stop by. Any of those things. With this event going on, Katie, I'm curious, just before we go to the next event and everything, how long does it take to set something like that up? I haven't done a whole lot of event planning in my life. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to something like this on this large of a scale involving all these moving pieces, for me, it seems like I don't even know where I begin. But for you, you've been doing this a little while now and everything, and you're getting more and more comfortable with the gig, I imagine. How long does it take, and how many moving parts are there putting something like this together?
Yeah, so I kind of like to think ahead months in advance. Mm-hmm. But something like this, I shouldn't say it's easier to do than the events that I do already. But we just kind of reach out to businesses. We'll call them. I'll call people from last year, see if they want to participate. And usually they all say yes anyway, because they want to be out there. They want people to come to their location. But I mean, it's just a matter of giving them a phone call.
I had a feeling, but I didn't know that's where your answer would go.
Yeah.
But I think it just adds to a theme of kind of whenever we get together and we talk about this area, mm-hmm. this community cares. This community loves to be a part of these. This community loves fun, certainly.
Yes.
And the only thing they love more than that is being able to add to their community, be able to put back into their community.
Yeah.
There's a reason you see with a lot of events with sports teams or high school sports teams or just events in general, you see a lot of common names. You see people sponsoring a lot of these events. You see a lot of the familiarity and everything. These are businesses and people that believe in their community, put
Absolutely.
Back into it. This is an event where we all get to be a part of that. It's pretty cool.
It'll be a lot of fun.
That's going on until right into May. So let's go ahead and you and I go into May. What's the first event you want to talk about with that?
Well, I guess the only one I have on here is Leadership Graduation Dinner.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah.
Wrapping up or kind of bringing full circle what we were talking about with the leadership class and everything, the leadership graduation is just as much fun as the whole program itself. They really do this right, too. It's going to happen from 5 to 7 on May 24th. And it's where is this taking place?
It looks like it's going to be at Bullseye.
Yeah.
Registration begins at 5. Then 5:30, 6:15, we have social networking and dinner. And then 6:15 and on, we have program and certificates. It is $35 a person. So if you'd like to join us and congratulate our leadership class, we'd love to have you there.
I like that this is open to the community.
Yeah.
It's a chance not only to, you know, and encourage and support this leadership group, this newest leadership group, and kind of see them off, if you will. We don't get a lot of opportunities as adults to have like graduation type things, yeah. You know, for fellow adults. I think that's kind of cool. I think the support of that and is encouraging and kind of fun. And it's a good time. Like it's Bullseye for one. Like Bullseye Country Club, you can't not have a good time at Bullseye. You can go into it trying, and you're still gonna have a good time.
Absolutely.
It's impossible not to have a good time over there. But it's also like an event that almost creates happiness, creates fun. Everything we are saying about the leadership class and program is very similar to the event. Here's an opportunity for you to get into town, run into some people that maybe you don't know all the time, or maybe some people you just haven't seen in a while.
Right.
Is there anybody that you've run into too much? Like, I think that all of us have people in our lives that we wish we ran into more. An event like this is one of those ones where it just kind of brings people together.
Oh, absolutely. I think this is a great opportunity for you if you think that you want to join leadership, maybe even just come to it, check it out, get a feel for what they have done and accomplished within a year. So it's a great opportunity for you.
It's a really good point. Especially for people that are thinking about doing it. Yeah. Is this something that you RSVP for? Or?
Yes. So I believe if you go to our website at Wisconsin Rapids Chamber, there should be a registration button. Otherwise, we have a form that you can fill out as well.
Yeah. And again, it's open to the public, so anybody can attend.
Yep.
I wanted to rewind with you a little bit before we go way too far down the line here and everything and start getting to June and July or something like that. Let's go. We'll do that next month. We'll do that the next time we get together. For now, I wanted to ask how the job resource and transfer fair went. I heard good things. I heard a lot of people enjoyed it and stuff. And
I think it went well. I haven't heard too much about it, but I know it was a big success from the pictures I saw.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it was a great turnout.
I just wanted to send a shout out to everybody that was a part of it, all the different businesses and organizations, of course, that had it. You know, we need more of these kind of things. And, it's really cool to see that the Chamber is sponsoring, backing a lot of these. Shout out to our friends at Midstate for hosting it. It was a good event. I heard a lot of good things about out of that. That's really cool that went over as well as it did.
Me too.
So when you're looking ahead, Katie, we've got Sip Shop Support Local. That's the big one kind of around the corner here. Nothing, not that Coffee with the Chamber isn't big or anything, but as far as like big events and stuff. But, you know, we've got Cranberry Blossom Fest around the corner, all these other things. I'm so sorry to bring that up. I wanted to ask how it's going behind the scenes and how things are prepping and stuff. Again, a lot of moving parts, a lot going on.
Yep.
One of the first, this job is a little similar. You got a lot of different things going on. What the audience hears is just me talking. But, like, for you in studio and for a lot of people that have been in studio with me, you know I'm a crazy man. I've got a billion things going on. I got papers over here. I got the computer over here. I'm trying to keep everything on time. It's Bob used to describe it to me as spinning plates. You know, you've got the one plate and you get that spun, and then you got to run over here and get this one going. It feels like your job is a little similar to that.
Yeah.
You have to prepare for next month and the month after that while at the same time taking care of today.
Yeah.
How is that going with future events? And not to overpress or ask too many details here or anything, but how is it going developing and creating some of that stuff going forward?
It's going. I'm definitely learning more and more about organization, which, you know, I was good at, but now it's like, I'm a little more extra with more organizing, but it's all coming together. We're very excited for Lunch by the Rivers lineup this year.
Yeah.
It's all coming in full throttle, and it's going to be very exciting. So I'm excited for what I have planned so far, and I hope everyone enjoys it. So.
When it comes to Lunch by the River, are you still looking for sponsors and get entertainment acts? Or
we're
are you all
not. We're all, look at me, guys.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I know, but I will say we are looking for a few more food vendors. So you do not have to be an investor for this. I would absolutely love to have your food truck down there. So please call me.
Yeah. One of the... I mean, everything about Lunch by the River, we look forward to. This year, I might even be able to go to a couple because
I have to.
Yeah, I get done. I'm done on the air at 11. I might even be able to run over there and stuff and actually experience some. Last year, we got to do a live remote from there, and that was fun.
Yes.
I called into Over the Back Fence a couple of times from there. It was fun. The atmosphere, the location is amazing. Yes. It's beautiful. I never get tired of looking at that river or being by it or in that park or anything like that. Veterans Park is a beautiful place.
Amazing.
The idea of getting to support local again, you know, it's the theme of not only the chamber, but really us here at WFHR. It's buying, supporting local, promoting local businesses, local events. This is one of our favorite ones, Lunch by the River. It also combines taking, you know, supporting local entertainment acts, whether they're musicians or dancers or anything like that, being able to host and have give them a stage to able to perform.
I mean, everyone hopped on that. They were very excited to be part of this, especially sponsors. Mm-hmm. I mean, we filled up fast, and they just want to be part of it, get out of the office for a little bit. I mean, it's just a great... I think it's a great thing to be part of.
And then you got the food.
And the food.
You got the great food.
Amazing food.
Yeah. The variety is one of those ones that blows me away every year. Okay. last year, I know Family Natural Foods had a stop down there and stuff.
They did.
And we're doing some things. And that was cool. That was a little different.
Yeah.
We, of course, love our trucks that are always there, that have been there every year and stuff, too. And looking forward to if there's anybody new to join. You know, reach out to Katie and let her know.
Reach out. We got some amazing things going.
Yeah, I cannot wait. Is it here yet? When does Lunch by the River kick off?
Is it June 1st? I think that first Thursday in June.
I wanted to say June. I want to say the first Thursday in June. That's what
yes.
I thought.
Yeah. Yep. Go through all the way through August 31st. So every Thursday.
Essentially, as soon as it gets nice out, like we're all just kind of looking out the window. Okay, go.
Is it time? Like, all right, I'm going outside.
Let's do it now. Let's rewind just one more time and tell everybody about Coffee with the Chamber coming up tomorrow. It's going to be a really fun event kicking off at 8:30 in the morning.
Yep, so April 26th, 8:30 to 9:30 a.m. We will have Angel there. You do have to register at wisconsinrapidschamber.com. We'll have coffee for you.
Yes, yes.
Yep.
I love that this event is virtual or in person.
Yep.
So that's kind of nice, especially for people that might want to take this in but can't be there.
Right.
So encourage you to do that. Is this something that's recorded? Can people watch it afterwards? Or
no, I don't think so. Recorded.
Yeah.
So that's a great thing that maybe we should do.
Well, maybe.
Yeah. But, opportunity.
All the more reason to take in the event in real time.
Exactly.
Make sure to get it in. And Angel's so great at what she does.
Oh my gosh.
You don't want to miss that conversation.
She's so passionate. So
yeah.
You'll see it if you come to it, for sure.
8:30 to 9:30 tomorrow. This will be taking place, Coffee with the Chamber. Where is it going to be at?
It will be at our chamber office.
Yeah.
Otherwise virtual.
Stop by and say hi to the team over there and everything. And again, Angel Whitehead is the speaker, president and CEO of Centergy. I still haven't gotten used to saying that. I say her name and I'm immediately ready to say the chamber.
I know.
They're going to be talking one region, one voice. Great topic, great speaker. You want to take that in. You can register at wisconsinrapidschamber.com. And really all the things that Katie and I have been discussing today, you can find the leadership classes there. You can find their events page there, signature events. Really, if you're looking for work or you want to put work out there, that your employer looking for things, there's. I don't think that if we spent the whole hour of Morning Magazine together, we could cover everything that's just on your website, let alone everything the chamber does.
I know.
Really do appreciate the time, Katie, and what you guys do for our community. Say hi to the rest of the team
over there.
We'll talk again real soon. You take care.
Okay.
We'll be back with more Morning Magazine coming up right here at WFHR, Locally Grown Radio.
Locally Grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude. Did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
They are our cuddlers and co-workers, purr machines and love bugs, and constant companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life so much better. When we face unexpected challenges in life, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people who love their pets and the pets who love their people, ensuring these families stay exactly where they belong, together. And you have something to offer. With an open heart and mind, there is nothing you can't do. There's no gesture too small or too big when it comes to helping. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. You can help keep pets and people together. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Slight chance for scattered showers this afternoon, otherwise sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Daytime highs approaching 48, winds out of the northeast 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies, tonight lows dip down to about 28. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times, tomorrow high temperatures reach up to 54. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 38.
Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this April 25th, 2023. It is 10:31 on the clock, and you have your host, James, here. I am joined right now by Cabal. She is the Hmong Advocate for the Family Center. Good morning, Cabal.
Good morning, James. How are you?
I'm okay. How have you been?
I'm good. Thank you for asking.
I did this to you the last time. Am I saying your name correctly?
Yes, you are, Cabal. Yes, that's perfect.
Always like to make sure. And I get a little bit of a, because I don't get a lot of names right, so I need the points. I need to, whenever I can get one right. Thank you so much for joining us today. How have you been?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. Thanks for having me. This is my first time, so I'm a little nervous, but I've heard it's a great experience, so.
I appreciate, those nerves are good. That means you care. It means you're engaged. And we know how much everybody in that building, everybody at the Family Center cares about our community. They're doing some of the most vital work in our community. And any chance we get to talk about domestic violence, talk about this and how it affects our community, the stats of it, anything under that umbrella, we want to take. I like to think on the right side of history with this subject, where we're getting more and more people to understand how important not only this topic is, but how important it is for the future, for our kids, that they have a better example of how to treat each other and that. I think that's the way most of us tend to look at this subject on a wide scale. But one thing we have learned more and more about through the Family Center, through other organizations, is how this subject, domestic violence, differs and affects different cultures, different groups differently. I think that we've spent some time on how it affects rural communities to city communities, how it infects lower income to higher income and those sorts of things. And one thing that the Family Center has done very well, and I appreciate so much, is the way that they have not only covered this subject within Hmong communities, but how they have also shared that information with the public, that we can have more of an open dialogue, not only about domestic violence, but about how it affects the Hmong community.
Oh, yes, absolutely. 100%. I think since I started working here, I've realized how many Hmong people that I've come across that actually are more aware of DV and SA. And I think that's just great because growing up, our parents, they didn't talk about it. It was almost non-existent because they kind of just pushed everything under the rug. And so I think now that I'm a little more grown and I'm in this field and I'm realizing that, you know, people, they are realizing, or their knowledge about DVNSA is becoming more and more. Yeah. And I think, because I'm so new to this position, I think what, you know, our previous Hmong advocate and the Hmong services coordinator, what they've done so far, they've been great as far as putting out presentations, teaching our community about DV and SA and where they could go for help. And yeah, we've definitely gotten more traffic as far as our Hmong clients go.
I couldn't agree more. Let's go ahead and start with you, though, before we get too deep into what the work that you guys are doing at the Family Center, everything. We just met you. Well, I want to get to know you a little bit. What is your origin story? Where are you from? How did you get into this work? How did you get into this field?
Sure. So my parents are originally from Laos, and they came to the U.S. in 1992. But I was born here. I'm the youngest in the family, and I was the only one that was born here. I'm originally from Wausau. I did go to college in UW-Eau Claire in teaching, actually. I took a few years off to be a stay-at-home mom, but then, you know, it was time for me to just get back into the workforce, and the Hmong advocate position was open, and I thought, what else is a better way to get back into the workforce than to advocate for our Hmong community? And so, yeah, since coming here, my eyes have definitely opened up as to the work that they do, and I've really just dived into the position and really got my feet wet in involving myself in the community.
That's fantastic to hear. Thank you for sharing that. Kabau, why did you want to get into this field? There's a lot of ways to make a living. There's a lot of ways to give back to your community. What was it about this that made you want to be a part of it?
Yep. So for one, just being able to help out our Hmong community, you know, whether it be DV or SA related, the fact that I now have this resource, you know, the Family Center, to be able to go out and teach present and give knowledge about DV and SA to our Hmong community. I think that's great. And I think since I've been here, I've learned about so many more resources in Ware County, right? Like more about WIC and more about other resources that we have as far as like the food pantries go or Shepherd's Loft. And just knowing those resources, I'm able to help pass on to our Hmong community who may not know about these resources. And so I think that's been, you know, such a great thing to be able to acquire since my time here.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing that. We now the heavy lifting. Now we get into the heavy stuff. Now, when it comes to domestic violence, just in general, in everyday culture, if you will, it's a big problem, and we're just. I would say in the last five, maybe even stretching it out to 10, in the last 5 to 10 years, we're just now starting to get to the point where we can have these conversations. We're talking about it in a normal voice. We're not talking in hushed voices. We're not hiding these things as much as you know, supporting people that are going through them. And that the public perception of this has changed quite a bit. I don't want that to make it sound like all the heavy lifting is done. We're good. No, there's still a lot of work that needs to be done, but we've come so far, and I think we do a disservice to the trailblazers that got us here if we don't appreciate how far we've come and how far we need to go. But then, as you touched on earlier, there is the Hmong community and the issues there. And when it comes to that, what are the biggest or some of the biggest issues that are difficult in the Hmong community with this subject?
Yeah. So again, you know, it's still sort of a taboo topic to come forward and talk about individual sexual assault experiences or individual domestic violence experiences, only because our elders, they kind of let those things go in the past, right? So when a situation like that comes up in our community, we tend to go to our elders to help take care of the problem as far as figuring out who was in the wrong, or who was the victim. But even then, the woman, if it happened to the woman, they're typically told to just, you know, to move on and be patient with, you know, whatever's happened, and they don't really give the abuser any consequences. And I think because of that, a lot of our victims, they struggle to come forward and talk about what's happened to them. And I think we can say that about any victim, right? Mm-hmm. If that's CV or SA. And so, yeah, so I think, again, just people not wanting to come out and talk about these things continues to be a problem in the community.
With so much focus on, you know, dividing us and those things, I love any opportunity to show how much more connected we are and how we have more in common with each other than we don't. And it's an unfortunate thing that's finding common, but I think that there's some symmetry to it, and some ways we can help each other with that, where for you, pretty much the number one thing that you're coming at us with is the same thing in society that we're still dealing with, as far as, like, if you were trying to gauge this as the biggest concerns or the biggest problems facing domestic violence, is, you know, people feeling comfortable coming forward, people feeling like they'll be believed. And even if they aren't, even extending it farther, not only that they'll be believed, but there will be some accountability for the people that abuse them. Mm-hmm. These are common themes in our everyday culture. It's interesting to find it in the Hmong culture as well. Different reasons maybe for it, but are they that different?
Right.
We've had previous Hmong advocates on. I've got friends that are Hmong, and I've talked to about this going way back to junior high. And the themes that they would talk about aren't that different than my Italian family or my Jewish part of my family. I've got Irish friends that bury everything. I mean, we do this a lot. A lot of the older generations did this. I had a lady asked me a while back, this is probably a year or two ago, after we had a family center interview, and she asked me, why do you guys talk about domestic violence so much? And I looked at her and I said, well, because you guys didn't. And I was teasing a little bit. I was saying it a little loosely. I didn't mean it specifically. I don't know how much every individual in the older generations talked about this subject, obviously. But I do know that you guys didn't talk about it enough, because we're doing it now. You had, this would have been, I'm not saying that domestic violence would be solved, but the numbers would be a lot better. Generations before us would have been having these conversations out in the open more. So it wouldn't be such a big deal that we're doing it now. We have to do the heavy lifting now, because it just wasn't done before. I'm not judging the past. It's just a fact. Here we are. We can talk about these things now more open, and hopefully give some more support to people out there that are dealing with these things, especially those that are dealing with it in silence, that have not been felt confident or felt empowered enough to come forward.
Yeah, 100%. And I love what you said as far as, you know, we're talking about it now because they didn't then, you know, and, you know, if they had talked about it more back then, maybe now it would be more of a norm to talk about DV and SA, rather than feeling like, oh, I'm going to talk about DV and SA, but it's kind of awkward. I don't want to, you know, make anybody feel awkward. Like, it shouldn't be that way.
Yeah. Nobody likes feeling awkward. There's never anybody that wakes up in the morning and, I'm looking forward to feeling awkward today.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen, but we have to. That's part of life. You got to get in awkward conversations sometimes. And honestly, I think it's very similar to the dark. You look at it from the outside and it looks so pitch black. You get inside it and you're like, oh, it's not as dark as it seemed. This mm-hmm. topic doesn't have to be as heavy and awkward as it might feel like. You get talking about it, and before you know it, you're just talking about something like you would a lot of other subjects. Are the stakes a little higher? Yes, because they have to be. That's okay. It doesn't mean that it has to be not only an awkward conversation, but one that you avoid. Because again, that's kind of how we got into this in the first place.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I know I mentioned you know, my family, Italian, Jewish, you know, we're very proud people, and people that tend to not always like especially, like, I made a joke about my Italian side of my family all the time. We yell everything. Like, I love you. Like, even I love you, they yell at each other and stuff. That's just the way my family is. But as good as they are of sharing their emotions and telling each other I love you and all that, a subject like this is something that, again, the hushed voices and everything. I know how that could be in my family. It's a whole other level with the Hmong culture and talking about these things. Are you finding, and you touched on this a little bit, are you finding that younger generations are getting better about holding true to their culture, staying true to it, while also being able to talk a little more openly, being a little more modern, and for lack of a better word?
Yeah, I think so, from what I've observed so far. However, I think right now we're at the generation where they're informed about DV and SA, but kind of not. So I think each time that, you know, you're my coworker and I go in and talk about these topics, you still see them being curious. You still see them really learning and taking in the information because they just don't know much about it yet. So I think we're still in that generation where, you know, their parents also aren't talking about it, but here they are coming to school and coming out and about and learning about these things. And so they're more open to talk to learning and talking about DV and SA.
We are speaking with Cabau. She is the Hmong advocate for the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll come back and wrap up the conversation on Morning Magazine here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Parents make a lot of promises to their kids. We promise to be there every step of the way, especially on those wobbly first steps. We promise to always keep them safe. I mean, nothing's more important to us than that. And now, all kids 6 months and older can get a COVID vaccine. So we've got another way to keep that promise.
We can do this. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Slight chance for scattered rain showers this afternoon, otherwise a mix of clouds and sun. Daytime highs approaching 48, winds out of the north 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 28 tonight, partly cloudy skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 54. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 41.
Thanks a lot, Jennifer. We appreciate the updates. Welcome back to Morning Magazine here for this April 25th, 2023, 10:47 on the clock. Your host, James, here, and we're joined by Cabau. She is the Hmong advocate for the Family Center. Again, thanks for being here, Cabau.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
I know you guys have some great events coming up. Would you mind if we touched on those next?
Yeah, so first, I would like to focus a little bit on our Hmong program events real quick. So April is Hmong Heritage Month, and May is Asian Heritage Month, and so we kind of just combine the 2 months and do a lot of culturally specific presentations, right? So in the week of May 7th to May 13th is Hmong Week here in Wood County, Portage County, and Merton County. It's a collaboration between the three counties. So May 7th, we'll have a kickoff parade downtown Stevens Point starting at 10 a.m. May 8th is free fun night starting at 5 at the First Congregational Church here in Wisconsin Rapids. That does need a registration beforehand. I'll tell you in a bit where you can go find all this information. May 9th, 10th, and 11th, and 12th are virtual days where each day we'll be sharing a success story along with some sort of culturally specific entertainment. This is all going to be aired online. Mm. May 13th is Party in the Park at Lake Pakawa. This will start at 3 and goes until 8. There will be Hmong food and Hmong clothes vendors and a talent show with some special culturally specific performances. You can find all this information on our Facebook page called Shipa Shikhea. I can definitely send you that information, James, and you can, you know, post it wherever you'd like to help promote our events, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then also, so the Family Center's Children and Youth Services Coordinator, Elizabeth, will have a booth Saturday at the Southwood County YMCA Boys and Girls Club of Wisconsin Rapids Healthy Kids Day. The event runs from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the YMCA. So stop by the Family Center table for, you know, a fun project. And we're excited about the third annual Touch a Truck event set for 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. July 29th at the Grand Rapids Lions Club. It's a free admission. Of course, donations are always accepted. It'll feature vehicles of all shapes and sizes for kids and families to check out. There are tickets that are available for kids games, and there will be food and event merchandise available as well. There's still time to get on board as a sponsor or participant. Just call Amy at 715-424-6184. And again, that was to get on board as a sponsor or participant. If you'd like to volunteer at the event, call Debbie at 715-424-6183. And a few more things. Thank you to all that donated to the Scouting for Food Drive this past weekend. These donations were shared between the Focus Food Pantry and the Family Center. Thank you as well to all the scouts who picked up the donations and all the volunteers who helped out at the event. If you missed the opportunity, feel free to drop off any perishable food items at the Family Center or Focus. Check out our website for special needs. Thank you for all your support. And be sure to follow the Family Center on Facebook and check out our website at familycenter.org for lots of updates. And also, we do have a few positions that are open right now. So if anybody's interested to be a part of the team and advocate for domestic violence and sexual assault victims, feel free to check that out as well.
There are very few places that you could work where you can put make more of an impact in your community than the Family Center. And you're not going to find many better people to work with than the people over at the Family Center. It's a win-win right there. And you get to do some incredible work for your community and good people as well. I encourage you, any positions that they are hiring over there for people to apply and put back into. Before we let you go today, I want to go over those events one more time. But before we go too far with this, you brought up some initials earlier, and then again when we were talking about the Hmong Week. So I thought it might be a good idea to touch on what those acronyms, what those initials are. It says FOLLOW, S-I-B, P-A-B, S-I-B. What are those stand for?
Are we talking about domestic violence and sexual assault?
Yes,
yes. So yeah, DV is domestic violence, and SA is sexual assault. Mm-hmm.
Just for people to be, I imagine that most know that, but just in case, I want to make sure to cover our bases and such. So let's go ahead and go through these events one more time and have some fun while we talk about them, because I'm very excited about Hmong Week. I think this is a really great opportunity, obviously, for people to learn more about the culture and understand a lot more. But I think a lot of, especially a lot of Central Wisconsinites, know quite a bit maybe about the Hmong culture. They want to experience it. They want to be a part of some of these things, try some of the you know, check out the parade, the food nights. I mean, we love food. Come on. The mini talent show is amazing. I love that idea. Is there anything about this that you're looking forward to most, or are some of the things that you're going to enjoy about it?
Yeah, so this is my first time on the committee. And so, you know, planning all this out, it's been really fun to see, you know, what's important to us and what we think might be important to our Hmong community as well, and what we would like to showcase about our Hmong culture, right? So I'm really excited about, you know, pho night. Pho night's always our go-to for a delicious bowl of beef noodle soup. And, you know, it's a free event, and so all you have to do is register and show up, and you get a decent bowl of pho. I don't know if you're familiar with pho, but it's really good, yes.
It is really good, yes.
Yeah, so I'm really excited for that. And then I'm also really excited for Party in the Park at Lake Pakawa.
Yeah.
We'll have a few performers that, you know, are on the flyer. So there are big performers. But then, you know, we opened it up to anybody who would like to come and perform. And, you know, it's not just for Hmong applicants to come and perform. We opened it up to anybody to come and perform. So, you know, if, you know, anybody wants to come and sing or show off a instrument, they're welcome to. Mm-hmm. To do that, they could just contact Well, we have contact information on our page. And so, yeah, if you're interested, just, you know, look, find us on Facebook. And again, I'll send that information to James to put out for anybody to take a look at.
Yeah. The Touch a Truck event coming up is another one that we look forward to every year. It feels weird because it's the third annual, but it feels like it's been going on for so much longer than that. We love this event. Right away, I do want to remind people of two things. One, a big shout out to the Grand Rapids Lions Club that hosts this event, and we appreciate them doing that. Always a group of people that put back into their community. But also to anybody looking to sponsor or be a part of this event, we're always looking for people to be a part of that. So reach out to the Family Center, certainly, if you're interested in doing that. I can't think of many better things to attach your name to than a Family Center event. You're going to show where you fall on this subject to the rest of the community, which is always good. We always appreciate having more and more people on this side of the right side of history. But also, it is a fun event. It's really fun. The kids love it. It's a great time. It's awesome. We want you to be a part of this.
Yeah, I've never been to a Touch a Truck event.
Ooh, you're going to like this.
Little kiddos. Yeah, so I'll probably bring my two little kiddos so we can see what it's all about.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they're going to have a blast. I only use the word promise very seldomly. I promise they're going to have a good time at this one. It's a great event.
And okay.
We really encourage the community to be a part of this with us. Join us at the Grand Rapids Lions Club, whether it's just as a community member or maybe somebody who wants to be a part of it sponsoring-wise or bringing a vehicle to it. Just reach out to the Family Center and they'll help you out with that.
Yep. And again, I would like to just put this out there that, you know, even though these events aren't DV and SA related, but it just goes to show all that the Family Center, what they do support and who they support and how they really try to just give a helping hand in these events.
Going back to my first conversations with Deb and Sue, we've talked about mm-hmm. this, the way domestic violence infects everything in life. It affects our economy. It affects our school system, our education system, I should say. It affects our public service, whether it's police officers or any of these factors. It bleeds into everything. So it's going to take all of us to make this better, to bring this subject back to where it should be, where it should have always been. I can't think of anything less controversial than not hurting someone you love. It feels like one of the most basic things in the world that we could all agree on. And it's such a divisive time. I would like to think that 99.9% of the audience would agree you don't hurt people you love. We know mm-hmm. that's not the case. So until we can get those numbers up and to that where it should be, right in that 99 percentile and everything, these events are that much more important. And mm-hmm. it's important for us, certainly adults that are in the day-to-day life and everything. And I don't want to make light of that. But I don't want it ever to be lost how important this is for the next generations. They are right. sponges. They're learning from us. They're seeing how we treat each other. When you're with a bunch of guys and you're making off-color jokes, little kids are hearing that. Little kids are mm-hmm. learning from that. When they see how you treat your partner or something like that, they're watching that. It's important that we make sure that next generations understand how to treat each other.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I 100% agree. And again, I think just participating in great events like this around the community goes to show your children, your nieces and nephews, other children's community that, you know, it's not a bad thing to be a part of things like this, you know. Mm-hmm. And even though this has domestic violence and sexual assault attached to its name, well, maybe that's just what we need out there.
Yeah, yeah. You mentioned the booth. I wanted to touch on that before we let you go.
Yeah.
Who's going to be at the booth at the what event?
So the booth is, it'll be our Children's Youth Services Coordinator, Elizabeth. She also is recent to her position. And so, you know, everybody go out and support her if you can. But yes, she will have a booth Saturday at the Southwood County YMCA Boys and Girls Club of Wisconsin Rapids Healthy Kids Day. The event goes from 10 to 1 p.m. at the YMCA. And she'll be there representing the Family Center. And she'll have a fun activity for kids to come by and do. And she'll have goodies, I believe, too.
Mm-hmm. And as always, we encourage you to reach out to the Family Center, certainly if you can help. Sometimes that's dollars and cents, and sometimes it's maybe an hour or two that you have free and you can help out with painting or something, you know, mowing or anything like that around the center. Maybe it's dropping off, you know, easy to use, easy to make items like a hamburger helper or paper towels or something. Every little thing you do, there is no little action. Everything matters and everything is big, and it's one less thing that Sue, Deb, Cabal, the gang over there have to worry about. And it's something that we can do together as a community. Also want to remind you that the Family Center Crisis Line is 715-421-1511. That's 421-1511. And if you are in crisis, of course, 911 in case of emergency. Cabal, great to meet you. Great talking with you. Looking forward to talking again more. Please say hi to everybody over at the center for us.
I will. Thank you so much, James.
You have a great day.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
And, of course, thank you to our Family Center for all the great work that they do in our community. Want to thank our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce and Katie Wright for joining us as well. Tomorrow, got a great show lined up for you in part one of Morning Magazine. Wood County Board Chairman Lance Plimmel will be with us, along with Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. And in part two, the ODC, right here on Morning Magazine at WFHR.